on projects to try to get ahead, no time for sports, no time for relationships, and no money to save. Every month, he reviews his goals to see how far he can climb the corporate ladder. Extra meetings, extra projects. Gradually, Ted begins his climb to the top. And after 18 short years, Ted has his chance. He could become the next new semi-young chief executive of the company. But the owner gives the chief executive job to his recently graduated grandson, who promptly fires Ted. Ted has lost 18 years of his life, his dignity, his hard effort, and is again unemployed. Ted's friend Rick also leaves university, but takes an ordinary job. However, Rick does something different in the evenings. After work, Rick starts his part-time network marketing business. 4 years later, Rick fires his boss and lives the rest of his life on the earnings of his network marketing business. That was simple. In just a few words, a younger person understands that working a business now can pay off later. We didn't have to convince anyone, sell anyone, or plead our case, because these were stories. They were readily accepted into our prospects' minds. We didn't have to fight to get our message inside our prospects' heads. I joined network marketing because of a story. I'm a green personality, very analytical, yet it was the story that sold me. Here's what happened. I answered an ad in the newspaper and came to a Saturday morning